Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 63. We're going to be reading it twice, first in the English Standard Version and for the second time in the New International Reader's Version. This is a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, as my youth will praise you with joyful lips, when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They have been a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. And now we read again, but this time from the New International Reader's Version. God, you are my God. I seek you with all my heart. With all my strength I thirst for you, in this dry desert where there isn't any water. I have seen you in the sacred tent. There I have seen your power and your glory. Your love is better than life. So I will bring glory to you with my lips. I will praise you as long as I live. I will call on your name when I lift up my hands in prayer. I will be as satisfied as if I had eaten the best food there is. I will sing praise to you from my mouth. As I lie on my bed, I remember you. I think of you all night long. Because you have helped me, I will sing in the shadow of your wings. I hold on to you tightly. Your powerful right hand takes good care of me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down into the grave. They will be killed by swords. They will become food for wild dogs. But the king will be filled with joy because of what God has done. All those who make promises in God's name will be able to brag. But the mouths of liars will be shut. So this is Psalm 63. And the psalmist is in a desert. He is thirsty. It's a hot, hot place. I don't know where in the world you're listening to, but at the moment where I am, there is a heat wave. It is very, very hot, and I do not leave the house without having some water. I was blessed with a trip once to another hot country and we had a tour all around the country and they said you cannot leave the hotel unless you have a bottle of water with you. It is that hot. You cannot be outside without some water. And they gave everyone a little water bottle holder. And in the heat we get so thirsty. We think I just need a drop. Just something cool, something refreshing. In the same way do we desire God. This world can't offer us what we need. Are we thirsty for God to refresh us, to restore us? The psalmist here says that they are. With all my strength I thirst for you. Or, my soul thirsts for you. God is the one who restores our soul, our internal person, and our body. The psalmist also says, my flesh faints for you. The Lord is the one that looks after us. Searching this world for goodness is like searching a desert for water. The psalmist goes on to say, I have looked upon you, I'll behold you, I'll praise you, because your steadfast love is better than life. Better than life. What could that mean? Well, the love of God doesn't just extend for as long as we live. It's been there from the beginning and it'll be there in the end. It is forever. Let's know the Lord. Let's reflect and meditate on what the Lord says. I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help. You might remember the first Psalm, Psalm 1, which says, blessed is the person who meditates on the word of the Lord or the law of the Lord day and night. He's worth thinking about. Have you ever been on a first date and you get back and you're just excited and you're thinking about that person? And when we think about them, we feel joy and we feel excitement. Do we feel joy and excitement when we think about the Lord, whose love is better than life? Do we cling tightly onto the Lord? Do we let our souls cling to God, trusting that he will uphold us? Finally, the psalmist ends by saying, those who seek to destroy my life will go down to the depths of the earth. When we cling to the Lord, it doesn't mean our lives will be easy. The psalmist still has enemies, but he knows where he is going and he knows that the love of the Lord will sustain him. And that the enemies, well, they're going somewhere else. Something will happen, but the Lord will deliver him. When we're in trouble, let's cling to the Lord. Let's hunger and thirst for him, for his love is better than life. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening to Psalm 63. God bless you and goodbye.